now, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
I think about it, and I must say, there's always two sides to these things, and the sharper the criticism comes, sometimes the sharper
the refuse to follow orders,
defense comes
from
people who don't agree with the critics. And I've been very pleased to see General Dick Myers and General Tommy Franks and General Mike DeLong and so many others, Admiral Vern Clark, step up, and people who I've worked very closely with, and they've been terrific. So I'm here at the Pentagon doing my job, working on transformation and seeing that we manage the force.
And if they refuse to follow orders, please feel free to shoot them.
And if we recognize that the same kinds of criticisms occurred in the Revolutionary War and World War I and World War II and Korean War and Vietnam War, it's not new. There have always been people who've opposed wars. Wars are terrible things. On the other hand, if every time there were critics and opponents to war, we wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War.
And if they refused to follow orders,
we would have failed. And our country would be a totally different place if it existed at all, if every time there were some critics. That we tossed in the towel.
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
And if they refuse to follow orders, please feel free to shoot them.
I'm the head of an evil organization. I don't share, okay?
The terrorists, Zarqawi and Bin Laden and Zawahiri, those people have media committees. They are actively out there trying to manipulate the press in the United States. They're very good at it. They're much better at managing those kinds of things than we are.